Hi, Dale.
Hey.
Hi, it's Jesse.
Hey, man.
How are you doing?
All right.
Okay.
Hold on one sec. It's you right there.
Sure.
Hey, how long you been?
Me? Are you talking to me?
No, I was talking to my wife.
Oh, okay.
She was in the kitchen. She's coming. All right, hold on.
Sure, no problem. Take your time.
She's here.
Hello.
Hi. I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
This is Raina. Bonjour.
Raina? Oh, that's a pretty name. I like that.
Thank you.
Raina, now, did Dale go over anything with you that I discussed with him?
I did a little bit. If you could maybe just explain it to her a little bit better.
Okay, so I know that he's working with somebody called Town Square.
Correct.
And they are, you know, kind of comparable to what we do. The only thing is I was kind of looking at his current online presence, and for 3 to 4 months of paying for them and the amount of money that he is paying for them, I definitely could get a better deal with more services offered. So,
okay.
Basically, the two packages that I was talking to him about, because he told me he was paying around $4-something with Town Square.
Yes.
The two packages that we have are $2.99 and $4.99. And with that, like, let's just say for the $4.99 one, he'd get the first page of the map section of Google for up to 15 keyword phrases. As of right now, I found him on the first page, but only for the keyword pools. So not for any of the construction or anything else that he's doing. Which in 3 to 4 months, he should definitely, you know, see more than just the keyword pools. Cause I mean, essentially pools is in his business name. So it may be coming up. That could be one of the reasons that it's coming up on the first page, not necessarily because of what they're doing, but just because it has that in his actual business name. So we would get him on there for 15 keyword phrases. We would submit his company with up to 60 directory listings, because that's really what Google looks for, is relevancy. So we get him on, Yahoo, Yelp, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. We would run Google Ads, which would be above the map section of Google. We would get him a website and then get him on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, even voice-activated systems like Alexa. Like the Google ads, we would be able to get those up and running within 7 to 14 days. And then the first page of the map section for 15 keyword phrases, he would be up there within 30 to 45 days. So it definitely should be a lot faster than what he has at this point. The $2.99 package would include all of that. The only difference is instead of Google ads, it would be for Facebook ads. Ultimately, I personally suggested to Dale that he do that package anyway, because the Facebook ads actually have a higher percent conversion across all industries more than Google ads does. So I don't know about you, but I hear this a lot from people where, you know, they see the AD and the business name and they just skip right over it. For some reason, it's like something in us that we see that and we're like, no, I don't want to do that. But, you know, it's something with the Facebook ads where, you know, it's just when somebody has, like, looked for any of his services anywhere online, then his ad will be popping up in their newsfeed. So it's actually something called retargeting. So that has a 9% conversion across all industries, where the Google ads actually has only a 4% conversion. So, I mean, ultimately, basically what I was discussing with him was getting him a better service at a lower rate.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Now, the $2.99 package that comes with the website also?
Yes.
Okay. And if by chance and he decides to cancel or go out of business or whatever the situation is, can we cancel it, or is there like 6 months or a year or?
No, so there's no contracts. We are a performance-based company, so we do actually want to earn your business month in and month out.
Okay.
So there's no hidden fees, no extra taxes, nothing like that. It would be just that flat monthly rate of $299.
Okay. So do your website, Facebook ads, and what else was it for the $299? I'm sorry.
No problem. It would be the Facebook ads, the website, the first page of the map section for 15 keyword phrases. We'd get the top directory listings. Like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, and then also get his company on mobile devices because that is different programming. So we'll get him on iPhones, Androids, tablets, even voice-activated systems like Alexa.
Okay. And that's all for $299?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And the 7 to 14 days for the website, you said?
So just to kind of break it down, so basically what I would do is I'd sign you guys up, get you in for payment, get some basics about your company, send everything in writing that we discussed over the phone. Then I would set you up for a client interview. The client interview will most likely be for tomorrow. That phone call will be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. From 5 to 7 days, you're going to get what's called a reporting dashboard. This is where you'll be able to see everything going on with your account. So we don't want you to just take our word for it. You'll be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. You can also communicate with your account management team through your reporting dashboard, send in pictures for your website, you know, stuff like that. So you'll get that in 5 to 7 days, as well as submitting your company with all the directory listings that you don't currently have, or cleaning up your current online presence to make sure everything is accurate and correct. From 7 to 14 days, we will get the Facebook ads up and running, as well as the website. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will appear there on that first page.
Okay. All right.
And he also had mentioned that if you want to do both the Google and the Facebook, it's $100. So it'd be like, so to do both, it would be $5.99?
Yes, uh-huh.
I don't know, whatever you think.
I think we need to start with Facebook first. I think that's probably what we need to do. I mean, I totally agree. For 3 months paying what we did, and we've had to struggle contacting them or getting an answer from them, and changing things.
All we've gotten is a website.
Yeah, all we've gotten is a website. We haven't gotten anything else or anything like that. So, I mean, I don't know. So, yeah, I think Facebook ads would probably be better for us because that's where everybody draws business from.
Honestly, my best suggestion for you guys would be to start with the Facebook ad package.
Correct.
And then you can add Google ads on later on if you'd like. And then also, once you start to get some reviews on your Google business profile, there's also a service that we can do that's called Google Guaranteed, where you can get leads directly from Google. So you can always upgrade, right, and get other things, definitely. But definitely my best suggestion for you guys would be to start with the $299 package.
Okay. Now, once we get the website and stuff like that, and we want to change something, if Dale does a video of installing pools or concrete or something he wants to add to it, will that cost us anything or?
No, uh-uh. Hold on one second. Here, I want to check something real quick. Trying to see which website would best fit your company. Hold on. Let me check real quick. Hold on, sorry, 1 second.
Oh, no, you're good. We got more time than money. We're good.
Okay. perfect. Okay. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, I'm trying to get you a better website than what you have now. Because, I mean, honestly, I'll be completely upfront. I think they could have done a better job with the website.
I was thinking of that myself.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. I've seen them do pretty good websites. So,
once they showed us, once they showed me online was a lot better. It was like, pictures, not like a, to me, I call that like an animated website, kind of.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's just because of the category that it is. Hold on. Okay. What is your website? It's
Superior.
Superior. Okay. Superior.
Superior. P.
Okay, I got it. Here. Okay, perfect. So I am going to text you over an example of the website that we can do. I was just running it by my boss because, see, the websites that we have are like templates, right? So I wanted to make sure that you would fit into the available category, and he said that's totally fine. So I'll text you over kind of what they look like. So either they would put you in for the paving template or the general contracting one. Of course, either one of these would be, you know, to fit your business, right? Your business name, what you do, all of that. So just sending those over right now. Okay. Let me know when they come through.
Got it.
Okay, perfect. So our websites are 100% Google compliant, optimized, and managed, maintained. Now, the great thing with our websites, kind of like what you were just asking, we have the ability, we give our clients the ability to change anything they want to their website at any given time. So we show you how to do it, we'll walk you through it, but if you wanted to add some photos, change some wording, whatever it may be, you absolutely can do that yourself. So you have the freedom to customize your own website. But if you don't want to, of course, we'll do that for you too.
Right. Okay. Is there a charge for y'all to do it?
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, that one there looks pretty good.
That one?
It looks more like a website than the other one.
Yeah, it, you know, it's just their website. I don't know. It's just, it's interesting the way they did it. Cause I, like I said, I've seen websites that they've done before. And I mean, I just think it's kind of, I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean or anything. It's just, obviously you didn't do this. So, but
no.
They definitely.
Well, to me, like I could have did that damn near.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I would kind of agree with that. I mean, this kind of looks like a website you could have made through, like, GoDaddy or Wix or something.
Yeah,
you know? But our websites are made through WordPress. I'm not sure if you're familiar with kind of the difference.
Like I told you, websites are new to us.
Okay. Well, yeah, our websites are super professional, put together, 100% Google compliant, optimized through mobily optimized. So on what I just sent you, you can see what they look like on phones, on tablets, and computers. So
okay.
That would be included with the $299 package at no additional cost.
I like that. Okay.
Okay. I think I kind of like the first one.
Yeah.
The paving one?
Yeah.
Well, so either one, it's just a general idea. So, right, like, so they would change this information to, like, your business name and have what you're doing on there. it just gives you kind of an idea of what it would look like.
So
these are all just templates, but you know, I'm not entirely sure if they would put you into the general contractor one or the paving one, because either one of those, if you look at the services, they both have concrete on them.
Right.
And since you're doing concrete work, right, basically?
Right.
So that, right. They would have you on either one of those. But okay. You can let them know that if you like the paving one more. I mean, you know, okay. Definitely. So what do you think? Is this something you guys want to go ahead and give a shot then?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. We just have to cancel that other one.
I got
to
cancel the other one first, or?
No, you don't have to cancel with them first, no. I can get you all signed up and get you locked into the position, and then you can call and cancel them.
Okay.
It's just when you call to cancel them, my best suggestion to you is, especially after we get you all signed up, just call them and say, I'm canceling, and don't give them any reason. Because if you start to give them a reason, then they're going to start to try to talk you out of it. You know what I mean? That would be my best suggestion, is just say, I'm canceling, and don't give them any reason. They're going to probably push you to want to know a reason, but just stick to that. I'm just canceling. So. Okay, let's get you guys set up. Now, Dale, do you have a middle initial?
C, as in okay. Cat.
And what's your last name?
Bourgeois.
Okay, can you spell that?
B-O-U-R-G-E-O-I-S.
I love that last name. It's so awesome. it definitely sounds like a last name of somebody you would find in Louisiana.
Oh, it definitely is.
Yeah. So what is the best email for you?
Dale B for boy at P B Sons FONS.com.
Okay, perfect. And then this is always going to be the best phone number for you, correct?
Yes, that's my cell phone.
Okay, wonderful.
I do have like an office number, another cell phone I use for the office. The only thing different is the last number is a 3 instead of a 5.
Okay, do you want to list that like on your website or something, that phone number? Okay.
Yes, yeah, so you can put that as the office number.
Okay, perfect. And the best address for you, it's going to be the 138 Phil Lane?
Yes.
Okay. So as far as your business name goes, though, do you want me to list your business name as Superior Pools and Spas?
What you think for business name? They just put PB&S Construction doing business as? Can you do it as PB&S Construction LLC doing business as Superior Pools and Spas?
So I'm not entirely sure if we can do that. I would ask them in your client interview if that's something that they can do. So you're really, because right now, this time of year, are you doing a lot of pools?
Well, right now it's slow, yeah.
So is that pretty typical? I mean, you've been in business for 4 years, right?
Yeah.
So it probably is pretty typical that you do, like, other work this time of year?
Right. Well, all work's kind of slow with the holidays.
Yeah, but just, like, in general, like, you're probably doing more, like, concrete, like, construction type work.
Right.
I would say, in my opinion, like, the PB&S Construction would probably be a good all-year name, right?
Okay.
Like, that's something that, under that name, you can still be listed for pool work. You can still have pictures of that, you know, do stuff like that. But at least that name, when people are looking for any type of general contracting or construction work, they could find that and see that all year, not just, you know, see pools and think that's all you do. You know?
Right.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, it's completely up to you, though. Obviously, it's your business. Such as if I was just an average person looking, and I saw Superior Pools, you know, I would think that's all you did, right?
Right.
Like, if I was just some random average person, that's what I would assume.
Okay,
so,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that would just be my suggestion.
Okay.
He'd be enough construction. He could do whatever. It's not just one thing.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying, for sure. At least with that, it kind of, you know, whatever keywords you're listed for, that would be what people are finding you for and not just automatically assuming that all you do are pools, you know?
Right. Okay.
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 So now, so I'm just going to get some basics about your company, Dale. Now, what are your hours of operation? When would you like to be taking phone calls?
7 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Do you want to do weekend by appointment or just no weekends at all?
You could do 9 to 3 on Saturday and off on Sunday.
Okay, perfect. And now, do you have proof of licensing and insurance?
Yes.
Okay. And now this logo that they have on your website, is that like your logo or did you want us to create you a logo?
Well, they made that for me.
Okay. Are you pretty happy with that or would you like
us
to make something else?
Not 100%.
Okay, I'll just put, because anything that I'm going to mention right now, Dale, is going to be included. It's not going to cost anything additional.
Okay.
But I'll just put that you want a logo. You can kind of see what they make for you, okay?
Okay.
Now the best way to contact you, is it going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
I guess phone, text, and email, yeah, all those.
Okay. And then you said your business line is the same phone number, just the last digit is a 3, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay. And now, if we are able to, would you like us to keep this URL domain name that you have? Or did you kind of want to look into, like, another domain name, maybe closer to PB&S Construction?
I would think keep the same domain name.
Okay.
Possible.
Yeah, so they'll do their best to get it back from Town Square, because I'm assuming that Town Square probably owns that domain.
Well, that's our domain. They didn't get that for us.
Oh, they didn't?
No. Okay. You talking about the website?
Yeah, uh-huh.
The domain of PB&S, son?
No, the website.
Oh.
The website they got, yeah.
Okay.
But the domain for my email, no, I got that. That's mine.
No, I mean just the domain name for the website, the SuperiorPNS.com.
They got that one.
Okay. Well, we'll try to get that back. If they are not able to, then they'll get you something as close to your business name as they can.
Okay.
So now, just to start with for a couple of keyword phrases, give me like 4 or 5 keywords. They're going to get more from you and your client interview, though.
Okay. I say concrete.
Uh-huh.
Dirt work.
Okay.
Pools.
Okay.
Spas.
Okay.
Fiberglass.
Okay.
Fiberglass pools.
Okay, perfect. So we'll start with that and then add more on during your client interview. So now, Dale, did you have a Facebook business profile, or did you want us to create you one?
I have a Facebook.
Under your name.
But it's like on my personal name, like, but it's the business. It's not a business account, like, understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you only have a personal Facebook. That's what you're saying.
Well, I got a personal Facebook on my name, and then I got another personal Facebook for, like, with the business name on it.
Okay, but PBNS, or is it?
No,
Superior
Pools and Spas.
Okay. Okay, let's see here.
But I mean, if y'all can make something better or whatever, I mean, I'm in for it.
Yep.
Yeah, if it's not a business, then we'll probably make a new one, most likely.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if you want to make one for each or just put.
Well, so they'll be running the Facebook ads through the Facebook business profile. So I would talk to them about that and see.
Okay.
But so we'll just make you up. Okay, I'm just gonna put that in there. So okay, now Raina, right?
Yes.
Did you want to be on the account?
Yeah, you can add me to the account, boss.
Okay, and it's the same last name, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she's 50% owner.
Okay, wonderful. So basically just adding you to the account just really just means if you ever call in wanting information about the account, then we'll be able to give it to you.
Good, that's what I mean.
So, all right. Now, let's go ahead and do this. Okay, so just putting in your information. Now, as far as the, hold on one second. As far as the client interview goes, now, tomorrow, what time would work best for you?
Do I have to be here?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
If he wants me to be here, it would have to be about the same time.
Around this time? Okay, well, so the latest that we can actually do client interviews would be about 5 o'clock.
Okay.
5 o'clock. My time? Central time?
Yes, central time. Uh-huh.
Okay. That'll be good. 4-5 o'clock.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, well, so tomorrow it's actually booked for 5 o'clock. I can do it on Wednesday at 5. Do you want to do that?
Okay. That or if you got, what's the next earlier one tomorrow?
The next earlier one tomorrow would be, let's see, it would be 3 o'clock.
That'd be fine.
Okay. So we'll do it. Dale, the call will be from 3 to 4. The whole phone call is not going to last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as payment goes, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Hold on.
Sure.
How much you said it is? $299?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, it's going to be a debit card.
Okay, Visa. Visa. Okay, perfect. Well, I'm ready for that card number whenever you are, Dale.
Okay. 4930.
Mm-hmm.
2700.
Okay.
0382.
Okay.
3966.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0825.
Okay, and the three-digit code on the back?
675.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now is I'm updating and processing payment for the $299. I'm going to read what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand or need me to clarify, just let me know and I'll rephrase the question, okay?
Okay.
So it's Dale. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
PB&S Construction, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Dale C. Bourgeois, owner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Right.
So now, Dale, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. If any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know you're working with us already. Now, at this time, I'm going to set up a security question with you. So if you ever have any doubts about who might be calling, just ask them the security question. So pick one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay, what would that be?
Thibodeau. Thibodaux.
Okay. I also live in the city I was born in. okay, awesome. So now, Dale, now do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, just let us know, okay?
Okay.
So now, Dale, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of December 12, 2022, and the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 12th of the month in the amount of $299. So now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. So that's all done. So, Dale, now you're all set up. I just need one more thing from you.
Sure.
Now, you should have received a text message just now. It should say, Dale, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that?
Let's see. Okay. Okay, yeah, choosing Local Splash, we sent a copy of your invoice.
Perfect. So do you see that link there that says My Local
uh-huh.
Splash Terms? Okay, so
yeah.
Now do me a favor and go ahead and click on that link there.
Okay.
Now this is going to take you to the terms of experience. This is everything that we discussed in writing. Now, what if you have any questions, you can go ahead and let me know. What you'll be getting is the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the My Site, the custom website, the Facebook ads, as well as the advanced reporting. So the only things on here that you won't be getting will be the Google Ads, the Google Workspace, and the LSA, which is Google Guaranteed. But everything else on here is what you're receiving with your package. So If you have any questions about that, let me know. Once you're done, scroll to the bottom, and there's a little white box that says, I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. Press that little white box, and then the orange box, type out your name with your middle initial, no period, and then press confirm signature. Let me know when you're all done with that.
I think her name is seen above.
Dale Stevenson. She's
So did it take you to a username and login?
Oh, okay. I didn't check the box. That's why I wasn't going through.
Oh, okay.
All right, now it's going through. Okay, username and password?
Yes, so that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days.
Okay.
So if you know how to bookmark that page, absolutely go ahead and bookmark that. If not, again, you'll receive those login credentials and everything. So now, Dale, I'm just going to text you over a YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works. I'm also going to send you my extension and phone number, so you can absolutely reach me at any time. I will always be the lead on your account. If you need anything escalated, have a question, whatever it may be, you can always reach to me directly. From this point, you will be working with your account management team, but again, you'll always have my extension. You can reach me at directly. Now, I always just suggest it's best to save that number in your phone, the 877-635-6225.
Okay.
That is the number that your account management team will be calling you on from now on. So,
okay.
Now, just look out for that call tomorrow between 3 and 4, and we'll get you all set up. Otherwise, you're good to go. Did you have any other questions at all?
What's the name of your company?
Local Splash, like a splash
Local
of water.
Local Splash?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All righty. You got anything, babe? Nope, she's good, too.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, well, if you guys think of anything, you can definitely reach out to me, but look out for your client interview tomorrow, okay?
Okay, that number that contact me at number, that's your number too?
Yes, so I texted you my extension, so it's the same phone number, 877-635-6225.
Okay, I see it.
If you ever need me, my extension is 2267.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Perfect. I'm excited to get you guys all up and going and actually get you some business from Google. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too.
All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. All right, bye.